CCM, we exalt you, the mother of true life, and glorify Saint Jesus, because we are brought forth unto us, Savior of the whole world. He came and saved our souls. Glory to you, Christ, our Master, our King, the pride of the apostles, the crown of the martyrs, the joy of the righteous, the firmness of the church, the forgiveness of sins. We proclaim the whole journey, one God, that worship and glorify him, Lord, and we glory, mercy, Lord, bless them in.
We believe in one God, God the Father, from the God,
our Creator of heaven and earth, of all things seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures. Ascending to the heaven, he sits at the right hand, his Father is coming, and his glory judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son, his worship and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. In our holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming ages. Amen. O Lamb of God, obey the sins of the world. We ask you, Lord, hear us, have mercy upon us, and forgive us our sins. Amen.
Yeah.
Make us worthy to pray to you, thank for your Father who art in heaven. Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto you these gifts, those on whom they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who bring them. Lord, have mercy.
Ο ότι με πιέτε ψωής Shopshine Amin Alleluia.
Help us and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times, and make us worthy to partake of the communion of his holy and blessed mysteries for the remission of our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness all over the mankind. Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear. For in the old temptation of the work of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men and rising up of enemies, hidden and manifest, take them away from us and from all your people, and from this blessed table, and from this holy church that is yours. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us. For it is you who have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and upon all the power of the enemy.
So,
Yes,
May you serve in the ministry of this day that he commanded, the priest, the deacon, the clergy, all the people, may you be absolved from the mouth, the all in the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, from the mouth, the one only holy Catholic and apostolic church, from the mouth, the 12 apostles, from the mouth, the beholder of God, the evangelist, Samar, the apostle, and martyr, the patriarch, and severus, all the discourse, Saint Athanasius, apostolic, Saint Peter, Horn, martyr, high priest, Saint John, Chrysostom, Saint Cyril, Saint Peter, and Gregory, from the mouth of the 318 Assyrian and Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and the 200 at Ephesus, from the mouth of our honored father, the high priest, Baba Amba Taudrus II, and his partner, our father, the bishop, Amba Bulus, and from the mouth of my abjected self, for blessed and full of glory, your holy name, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and all times, and into the age of all ages. Amen.
Sure. all the servants of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Romans. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace, and the things which by which one may edify another. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for the man who eats with offense. It is good neither to eat meat nor drink wine, nor do anything by which your brother stumbles or is offended or is made weak. Do you have faith? Have it to yourself before God. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves. But he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith. For whatever is not from faith is sin. We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his goods, leading to edification. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, receive one another just as Christ also received us. To the glory of God, the grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle from the Epistle of our teacher, St. James. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. My brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality. For if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings and fine apparel, and there should also come in a poor man in filthy clothes, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes and say to him, you sit here in a good place, and say to the poor man, you stand there or sit here at my footstool, have you not shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Do not the rich oppress you and drag you into their courts? Do they not blaspheme that noble man by which you are called? If you really fulfill the royal law according to the Scriptures, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. Now if you do not commit adultery, but you do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away and its lust. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Amen. reading from the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit, may their blessing be with us all. Amen. Then Paul, looking earnestly at the council, said, "Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day." And the high priest Ananias commanded those who stood by him to strike him on the mouth. Then Paul said to him, "God will strike you, you whitewashed wall. For you sit to judge me according to the law, and do you command me to be struck contrary to the law?" And those who stood by said, "Do you revile God's high priest?" Then Paul said, "I did not know, brethren, that he was the high priest. For it is written, 'You shall not speak evil of a ruler of your people.'" But when Paul perceived that one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, "Men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. Concerning the hope and resurrection of the dead, I am being judged." And when he had said this, a dissension arose between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the assembly was divided. For Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, no angel or spirit, but the Pharisees confess both. Then there arose a loud outcry, and the scribes of the Pharisees' party arose and protested, saying, "We find no evil in this man, but if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him, let us not fight against God." Now when there arose a great dissension, the commander, fearing lest Paul might be pulled to pieces by them, commanded the soldiers to go down and take him by force from among them and bring him into the barracks. But the following night the Lord stood by him and said, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for as you have testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness at Rome. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God. Amen. Today is the 29th day of the blessed month of Mamshir. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. Usually in the 29th of the month, we have the joyous melody to remember the incarnation and Christmas and the resurrection of our Lord. Both three feasts happened on the 29th of the Coptic month, except Tub and Amshir, because they come between the Epiphany and the Easter. So today, although we are 29th of Amshir, but we have the normal rites of the Great Lent. On this day of the year 167 on a Domini, St. Polycarp, Bishop of Smyrna, known as Esmir, was martyred. He was a contemporary of St. John the Evangelist and his disciple. He was the one about whom the Lord Christ said in the book of Revelation and to the angel of the church in Smyrna, write, "These things says the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. I know your works, tribulations, and poverty, but you are rich, and I know the blasphemy of those who say that they are Jews and they are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." Saint Ignatius, Patriarch of Antioch, on his way to Rome for martyrdom, he passed by the city of Smyrna. Saint Polycarp went out to meet the saint and immersed him and kissed his fetters. Saint Polycarp went to Rome in the year 157 on the Domini to settle a dispute between Rome and the churches of the East in regard of the date of the honorable feast of the resurrection. He resolved the dispute with the Pope of Rome in regard of this subject, then returned to his see. He carried his pastoral duties with ambition and divine zeal. He wrote many articles and discourses about the virginal birth, death, hell, and eternal torment. He also wrote about the Virgin St. Mary and the economy of salvation. He attracted many souls to the faith of the Lord Christ with his life-giving teachings. When Emperor Marcus Aurelius incited persecutions against the Christians, he arrested Saint Polycarp and tried with him to deny Christ. Polycarp replied, "I have served my Lord Christ for 86 years, and he never harmed me. So how can I blaspheme against my king who saved me?" The emperor said, "If you do not feed the wild beasts, I will make the fire consume you if you do not forsake your faith." Saint Polycarp said, "You threatened me with the fire about burns that burns for a while, then burns out, for you do not know the everlasting fire of judgment and the eternal punishment that are waiting for the wicked. Now, why are you lingering? Do whatever you want." The emperor started to severely torture him, and then he ordered to place him in the middle of the fire, which did not harm him. Finally, he ordered to stab him with a spear. His blood flew profusely and put the fire off, and he delivered his pure spirit and received the crown of life. The believers took his pure body, shrouded, and prayed over him as fitting, then buried him with great honor. The blessing of his prayer be with us all. Amen. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Christ our God, who said to send the ones upon the apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see which you see and seen them, and to hear which you hear and have not heard them. But as for eyes for the see and ear for the hear, may we be worthy to hear to act according to holy gospels. Through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Remember all those who are master have bidden us to remember in supplications and prayers which you offer upon the Lord our God. Those have already fallen asleep, repose on them who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Ακούσομεν το Άγιο Ευαγγέλιο.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Matthew, the evangelist, apostle, pure disciple, May his blessing be with us all. Amen.
Bencho in so open note, open so tiro, open oro tireni, so spia Christos, epsirim, if noti tong, pi o nafsha ene, pi o fa pen noti pe, sha ene, intinene tiro, amin.
From the Psalms of our teacher David the prophet and the king, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, Savior, and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, He shall give His angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, It is written again, You shall not tempt the Lord your God. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, Away with you, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We have a series in every day, like every Sunday, sorry. On Sundays during the Great Lent, we are talking about the prayer of Our Father. So we started the first week, Our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. And today we are saying, Thy kingdom come. And we will meditate on this word. How we started the first part, which is like when we are praying, saying, Our Father who art in heaven. And we look up to our Father and say, and our raise our eyes and our heart and say, You are the Father. And we understood what the meaning of the fatherhood. Allah be thy name, and we know his name. And now we will ask him, thy kingdom come.
The word kingdom, it's from Basileia, and it simply means the reign of the king. So as a king, if I say a kingdom, so kingdom, it means there is a king and there is a kingdom and there is a land. In Psalm 103, verse 19, he said, "The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all." When we are praying that thy kingdom come, we are saying that we are surrounding by the reign of God, the king, as if we have a power. We are saying to God, please, thy kingdom, the kingdom that you have, that you established, whatever, where, come and establish in my heart and first. We are asking to take the power of this kingdom now on the earth. When Jesus Christ started his ministry, and he said, I will preach the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And he said in Luke 17, the kingdom of God doesn't come with observation, neither will they say, look here or look there, or behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Jesus Christ tried to explain to us exactly. It is not a kingdom that you are waiting only. No, it's also, if you, someone come to you, like say, for example, the kingdom of the here or there. No, it's within you, in your hands, near. And we will know how the kingdom is inside my heart. Early in Matthew, Jesus repeats this word on two occasions. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. At hand, it means it is near to us. It means that we will die and we will go to the heavens. No, it's not only this part. He is saying the kingdom of God is near, is here. Where is here? Another part. Most certainly, I tell you, there are some standing here who will in no way taste of death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. So we are praying the kingdom of God, that the kingdom of God come to my heart, and also we are praying that to reach also the kingdom of God. So it means that the kingdom of God, when we are talking about that, we're talking about two things different. One is the kingdom inside my heart. The other one is kingdom, which is coming kingdom. In Matthew 13, Jesus Christ tried to explain also to the people some parables about the kingdom. What is the kingdom of God? Try to explain. What is that? So he said, number one, it's a hidden treasure. In Matthew 13, he said, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. A man found it, and he concealed it. Then his joy he got and sells all that he has and buys that field. It seems to us, it's someone who was, he didn't preparing himself to find. He didn't know that there is a treasure in his field. And suddenly, he found a treasure. And when he found the treasure, he was very joy, and there is something happened inside her heart. And he said, okay, I will sell everything, and I will only take this treasure. When I know the word of God, and this is the kingdom of God, I will sell everything. When the word of God touched my heart, I will never look to the other treasures. I will look only to my treasure. This treasure only inside my heart. Another parable, he said, Jesus Christ said, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of the pearls, who, on finding a pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. A pearl, it's different also than another things. It cannot be melted. And it only has a shape of pearl. And it's clear, always pure. So when I see the word of God, when I see the kingdom of God, I will sell everything. And I will take this pearl in my heart. When I know that I will reach the kingdom of God, I will not think about anything else. The kingdom of God also is like a yeast. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, and a woman took and hid in the 3 measures of flour till it was all leavened. It means if you do like the bread at home, when we're doing the urban also too, if they will not put the yeast inside it and keep it for a time, so we will find our urban very thin. It will not grow. The word of God and the kingdom of God will come inside my heart, it will grow. And I will see myself, there is like I'm growing in spirit. Spirituality level, I'm growing more and more. Also, it's like a mustard seed. Jesus Christ said, another parable before them, he said, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but it grows larger than all the garden plants and become a tree. The bird of the air can come and make nests in its branches. It's not only that it's like the kingdom of God, if I found it, if I know it, so it's like a small seed, and I put it inside my heart, it will grow and planting and will be a big tree. Not only inside my heart, no, it will be a refuge for all the other people too, all the birds. So the kingdom of God is, I can find the kingdom of God in 3 places. Number one, in my heart. The kingdom of God does not come in your careful observation, nor will people say, here it is or there it is, because the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God, when I'm praying, when I go inside my room and I pray, and I can find what is exactly the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is inside my room, inside my heart, when I stand before God and say, Our Father who art in heaven, because He is my King. The kingdom of God also, the number two, is within us in our heart, and I have to know that Jesus Christ come inside my heart and rules on it. Nothing inside my heart, for example, I'm not thinking about anything else only except Jesus Christ. Number two is around us in the church. When I come to the church, it's apart from heaven. It's apart from the kingdom of God. And there is like capital C and small c. Capital C, the church, it's a big world. Everyone, a Christian, everyone who believe in Jesus Christ, believe in God, who is also like he loved God from his heart, is a part from his body. He is a part from his body. And there is small c, which in my church, when I come to the church, which is apart from heaven. That's why we are praying always in church, and that's why, for example, the abunans, like wear the white. Why? Because it feels like he is inside the heaven. There is no place for black again. Why I have to think about black, about the world? The black, it's signified for the world. But now it's not. There is no world outside. This outside, inside, here is the church in heaven. And finally, the kingdom of heaven is before us, which is the future. This is what we are seeking, to reach the kingdom of God. Finally, I have to know how to immigrate. And what I did, I go to the website of the immigration of Canada, and I took the procedures that I have to do, what I have to do exactly. From 10 years ago, I did the same, or maybe more than 10 years, like 13, 14 years ago. And when I did the same, so I found there's a procedure to do if you wanted to immigrate to Canada. So you have to do some procedure, and you have to prepare yourself very well, and you have to do a lot of application, a lot of forms. So I go through to the site, and I copy-paste exactly, and I remove Canada, and I put a heaven. So first one, introduction. The client read the heaven immigration preliminary package carefully and follow the instruction as contained therein. I have in my hand the Bible. This is exactly the instruction that I have, and I have to read it. If you wanted to follow the instruction, I'm going to the kingdom of God. I need the kingdom of God, and I wanted to live here inside the kingdom of God. I wanted to know about who is the king. I wanted to know about the language. I have to know about everything through a lot of instructions. I have to read it, and I have to prepare myself. So only I can see that in the Bible. Every day I have to open the Bible and to exactly read what is the instruction to go to heaven. And I have to collect the knowledge about what is the heaven, how to live inside the heaven, and not to live in the future. I have to prepare myself, and I have to act here first on the earth. And I have to know, and I have to learn about this new land. Number two, this application forms, and the client fills out the government of heaven application form. There is a form already. Everyone Christian have this form, had his form exactly, and from the first day after baptism, and we receive the Holy Spirit, and we have this form. And it's already written inside, I am a Christian, so I am allowed to go to the heaven. But the problem there is, during my life, I have to do another forms. The first application, it was written inside, I am a Christian, he is ready to go to heaven, and he has a stamps. From the church, which is a part of from heaven, as if it's like the embassy of the heaven. On earth, it's the church, and Abuna give this, like, baptized me, and after that he gave the stamps, and he said, and also the Mayroon, and he said he is ready to go to heaven. But there is another form during his life, he has to fill it. Application forms, it's entry online profile created. It's like a profile I created by myself. It's online during my life. I will create myself. I will create an online application and a form. And it's already created automatic during my life. Every single day I fill this form online. Every day in the morning when I pray, I fill this form. And inside this form, there is a lot of instruction said. You have to know the language of heaven, praising. You have to know how to talk. You have to know how to think. You have to know how to repent. You have to know exactly how to live in heaven. And during this form, when I fill it online, I learn also too. There is, for example, now when we go to the federal and also in Quebec, they have to do an exam in English or French. So I'm thinking you have also to learn how to praise to God. They have nothing to do else in heaven, only praising. And someone asked me, it will be boring, Abuna. It's only how the people, they will live there and will only praising God. It's something so boring. No, here there is a time. In heaven, there is no time. So that's why when we come to the church and we pray in the liturgy, we try to train ourselves that in heaven, there is no time and we praise God only. They will say, only holy, holy, holy. I remember one of the priests, he said this in the sermon. He said, when the people in heaven see Jesus Christ in front of them, they will worship and say, holy, 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 Lord of Sabaoth, Lord of heaven. And after that, they stand up and will see how God is beautiful. And they say again, holy, holy, holy. There is no time. They enjoy only. Inside this online form, we will write everything by our hand, everything in every day. And there is some mistakes. Sometimes I do typing mistakes, and I do many mistakes in the form. What I have to do, I have to delete it, or I have to erase it. Erasing that, go to the church, repent, and confess. Your form, it's clear. Don't worry. It will be accepted. So I'm training myself also too when I prepare myself to go to heaven or to go to the other land. I have to train myself. Okay, I go to my home sometimes. And can we talk together by English or French? Because we have to train ourselves. We have an interview after. So let's talk together at home by the same language. And this is exactly what I have to do. I'm not only practice with myself, I have to go to my home and I have to practice with my family. Let's do the same, let's talk with the same language, let's pray together, let's pray together. Again, I'm preparing myself for the new land. As if I'm living in this land, but I'm training myself. And then there is an email come back to me after I finished this form and said, like, okay, everything is good. You're very professional. It's approved. When I go to Abuna and I confess, and after my repentance, I confess. So Abuna put his hand on my head and said, I will read for you the absolution. And now you're ready again. It's good. Your form is good. So come back again. I did some mistakes in the form. Okay, don't worry, Habibi. God is erasing everything. So your form is clear now. It's clear and ready. And there is a legal argument prepared. If the client documents are acceptable, we prepare detailed written legal arguments to accompany the client's heaven immigration application package and email the written legal argument to the client for the client's approval. There's the approval come to me and say, it's good. You are ready now for that. I'm preparing all my life like that, with my family, with myself, at church, at home, work, everywhere, I prepare myself. And finally, I have to go for the interview. And this is the last step. And the last step when I will meet my Lord Jesus Christ and he will do the interview. And he will see if I am acceptable, like I'm allowed to go to heaven or not. You live in your life on earth as if you are living in heaven, so you will know how to live in heaven. You can imagine, for example, if I'm going to Canada and they said, you have to know also the Queen. And after that, because I don't know about her face, I didn't see her before, so she was walking beside me, for example, on the street. And someone said to me, like, this is the Queen. Like, really? I don't know her. So when I go to heaven, if I don't know my Lord Jesus Christ, how I will live with him? There is an interview. And there is a medical examination. They will do a medical spiritual examination. Are you ready? Your heart is good? Is pure? Hey, your brain thinking very well and your mind is pure? Your eyes, there is a physical, we can say it's a spiritual examination. And say your eyes see the right things? Your mind think the good thought or bad thought. Your tongue said a good words or bad words. Your ears, your hands, your heart, your feet, everything. And there is a medical examination, a spiritual examination. And after that, the interview said, who are you? And they will test everything about the language. They will test also to the knowledge. They will test the knowledge of everything. The kingdom, the land, the king, and everything. And if I don't know that, if I don't know the word of God, if I don't know how to live in heaven, so how I will do the interview. And finally, the decision. And it's coming like an approval. And he said, good, my son, come to me. Come to the heaven. It's like as if it's written like that. It's like it's that made by the heaven visa office. And said, come, Habibi, I will give you now. You are allowed to go to the heaven. And he said, in Revelation book, chapter 21, when I will go to this city, or to the kingdom of heaven, I will see like that exactly John saw. And John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven, from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with him, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat at the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Also she had a great and high wall with 12 gates and 12 angels at the gates, and names were written on them, which are the names of 12 tribes and the children of Israel. The construction of its wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated. The Lamb is the light, and the nations of those who are saved shall walk in the light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. The gate shall not be shut at all the day. There shall be no night there, and there shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. But there shall be no means enter into anything that defiles, or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. Behold, I'm coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the word of the prophecy of this book. He who testifies to these things says, surely I'm coming quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all. Amen. And this is the city of God. I'm coming quickly. And he said that prepare yourself. Anytime I'll be here. So I have to be good immigrant. And I have to prepare myself well. I have to prepare my papers, my documents. I have to prepare my language. I have to prepare also to do that my medical spiritual examination. And I have to test that with my father of confession. I have to test that with myself too every single day. I have to open my eyes and raise my eyes and raise my heart and pray every day that God purify my heart, purify my eyes, purify everything in my life. I have to be ready to see him because he says, surely I'm coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pentecreator, Creator of heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages. Light of light, true God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried. On the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, ascended into heaven. He sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory, judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have none. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in whom holy as an apostolic church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Φλόγισον
επιπροσευχήσταθητε
εις μου ερήνη πόση
και το πνεύμα τη Ιησού
ο destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled here with the heavenly peace, by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic cases.
Lord,
according to your goodwill, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil intent. And make us worthy, your master, to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, who are Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer of hope and order, stand with trembling. Look towards the east. Let us attend.
Through the intercession of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sin. We worship you, O Christ, with your good
The Lord be with you all.
And with your spirit. Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Aksiyun kezinke o. Aksiyun kenzikun. O you who are must the Lord God of truth, being before the ages and reigning forever, who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, and sea, and all that in them, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You are seated
before who stand the angel, the archangels, the principal, the authority, the throne, the dominion, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are here around who stand the cherubim full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend. أطلب إلى
Ya Rabbi Yesu.
Ah.
قدوس أنت يا رب وقدوس في كل شيء وبالأكثر مختار ونور جوريتك غير موصوفة هي قوة حكمتك وليس شيء من النطق يستطيع أن يحد لجة محبتك للبشر أنقتني إنسانا كمحب للبشر ولم تكن أنت محتاجا إلى عبوديتي بل أنا المحتاج إلى ربوبيتك من أجل تعطفاتك الجزيلة كونتني لما كنت أقمت السماء لي سقفا وثبت لي الأرض لأمشي عليها من أجل ألقمت البحر من أجل أدرت طبيعة الحياة أخضعت كل شيء تحت قدمي ولم تدعني معوزا لشيء من أعمالي كرامتك أنت الذي قبلتني ووضعت يدك علي كتبت في صورة سلطانك ووضعت في موهبة النطق وفتحت لي الفردوس لأتنام أعطيتني علم معرفتك أظهرت لي شجرة الحياة وعرفتني شوكة الموت ورس واحد أمرتني أن لا أكل منه هذا الذي قلت لي لا تأكل منه وحده فأكلت بإرادتي وتركت عني ناموسك بإرائي وتكاسلت عن عصاك أنا اختطفت لي قاضية الماء punishment into salvation as a good shepherd you have sought after that which had gone astray as a true father you have labored with me I who had fallen you have bound me with all the remedies that lead to life you are me who has sent to me the prophets for my sake, I, the sick. You have given me the law for health. You are who ministered salvation to me when I disobeyed your law. and the true light, you have shone upon the prodigal and upon the unknowing. الكائن في كل زمان أتيت إلينا على الأرض أتيت إلى بطن العذراء أنت الإله لم تدمر اختطافا أن تكون مساويا لله لكن وضعت ذاتك وأخذت شكل العبد باركت طبيعتي فيك وأكملت ناموسك عني أريتني القيام من سقطتي أعطيت إطلاقا لمن قبض عليهم في الجحيم أزلت لعنة الناموس أبطلت الخطية بالجسد أريتني قوة سلطانك وهبت النظر للعميان أقمت الموتى من القبور أخضعت الطبيعة بالكلمة أظهرت لي تدبير تعطفك احتملت ظلم الأشرار بدلت ظهرك للصياط وخديك أهملتهما للطم لأجلي يا سيدي لم ترد وجهك عن خزي البصار manifested the greatness of your care for me. You put to death my sin through your burial. You have brought my first fruit up to heaven. You have shown me the manifestation of your parousia, wherein you shall come to judge the living and the dead and give each one according to his acts. سيدي أقدم لك سيدي أقدم لك سيدي منشورات حريتي وأكتب أعمالي تبعا لأقوالك أنت الذي أعطيتني أنت الذي أعطيتني هذه الخدمة المملوءة سرا أعطيتني اسعاد جسدك بخبز وخمر التي سلمت في ذاتك عنا بإرادتك سلطانك وحدا spread upon your holy hands, which are without spot or blemish, blessed and life-giving.
We believe that this is true. Amen.
You looked up towards heaven to God, who is your Father and Master of all, and you gave thanks.
Amen.
You blessed it.
Amen.
And you sanctified it. To your own holy, honorable disciples and saintly apostles, saying, take, eat of it all of you, for this is my body, it shall be broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, also after they had supper, you took the cup and mixed it of the fruits of vine and water. You gave thanks.
Amen.
You blessed it.
Amen.
And you sanctified it. Gave it also to your own holy, honorable disciples and saintly apostles, saying, take, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which shall be shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is also true. Amen.
So, prani venite tena evolchem pai oikefai, awantet en su evolchem pai afut fai, eritini onshem pamu, eritin er omonogin en tanastasis, eritin irim pamevi, Shanti.
Amen, amen, amen. Ton sanaton sokireye katangelome ketina geyen so anastasin ketina
أيضا نصنع ذكرى الأم المقدسة قامت من الأموات صعود إلى السماء تجلس عن يمينك أيها الأب وظهور الثاني الآتي من السماوات المخوف المملوء مجدا نقرب لك قرابينك من الذي لك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال.
Worship God in fear and trembling.
نسبحك نباركك نخدمك يا رب ونسجو دولا.
Let us attend. Amen.
Payoik men and te fifen so my foeven
tinati. Amen.
Won pai afot neonenes no fiftayo tente ti dien thi ki en veri ento.
Ke palente na.
Giving for the remission of sins and the eternal life to those who partake of Him.
Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Nay, O worthy your Master, to partake of your holy and to perfection of our souls, our body. And one in spirit that may have become one body, and one in spirit that may have a shared and inherited with all the saints who have lived in the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic Apostolic Order of Church. Lord, have mercy. These which you have acquired into yourself with the precious blood of your cross, keep her in peace. With the all the Orthodox bishops who are near firm, remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop Baba and Otro II. And his partner, our father, the Bishop Ambabulus.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who I define the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to shepherd a flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Hegemon, priests and deacons.
Lord, have mercy.
And all the servants and all one virginity and the purity of all your faithful people, remember, Lord, to have mercy upon us all.
Have mercy upon us, O God, the Father, the Pantocrator.
Remember, O Lord, the safety of this place, which is yours in every place and every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell there in God's faith, riches like the Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the air, the water of the river, the sea, the herd, and the plant of the field this year. Bless them.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Lend them to their measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth. May its vineyard be abundantly watered, and its fruit be plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life as the infant. Lend the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food and you see them deal with us according to your goodness, O you will give food to our flesh, fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we, too, having sufficiency in everything, always may abound in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, those who have brought into this game, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought, give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for those holy, precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who brought them.
Lord, have mercy.
command of your only begotten Son will share commemoration of your sins. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have blessed you since the beginning. Our only Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Preacher, the Evangelist, the Martyrs, the Confessors, and all the Spirit of the Righteous consummated in the faith. Most of all, the pure full of glory and virgin, Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Logos, and Saint John, the former of the Saint Martyr, the esteemed deacon, the pro-martyr, the beholder of God, Saint Mark, the evangelist, the apostle and martyr, the patriarch and savior of the Chorus, the national apostolic, Saint Peter, all martyr and high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Sergius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory the Angelian, Saint Gregory the Wonder Worker, Saint Gregory the Armenian, the 318 Sibylline and Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and 200 at Ephesus. Our righteous Father, the great Abba Antoni, our righteous Father, Abba Paul, the three sons of Macari, and all the children, the Karos bearers, our Father, Abba John, the Gamin, our righteous Father, Abba Pishoy, the perfect man, the beloved of our good Savior, our Father Baba Kirillus the Sixth, and Archdeacon Habib Gergis, and all the choir of your sons, through whose prayer and supplications have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
May their holy blessing be with us. Amen. Glory be to you, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Mentioned, and those whose names we have not mentioned, those whom each one has in mind, and those who are not in our minds, and those who have fallen asleep and repose in the faith of Christ, graciously, O Lord, remember the soul of your servant, the world bishop, Ambassador Abba Moon, and also remember Nigma Mihani Merzuma, R. William Wasif, Josephine, Zaki, Gilgis, Nadiagi, Ibrahim Shafiris. Graciously, O Lord, repose their soul in the bottom of our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain them and green pasture by the water of red in the paradise of joy. the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away. In the light of you, O saints.
Lord, have mercy.
Taken repose in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living, forever in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the place. And we too, who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto. The end.
As it was and shall be, it is from generation to generation.
Throw down the way into your kingdom, that as in this, so also in all things, your great and holy name be glorified, blessed and exalted in everything, honored and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son and the whole. Holy Spirit, Rini Posi.
Give thanks to God the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for he has also made us worthy now to stand at this holy place, to lift up our hands and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make us worthy of the partake of the communion and partaking of his divine and immortal mystery.
Amen.
Be so my Empiesno fitayu,
Empiesno fitayu,
Tebe veristos in jevi onduratur, Shoise penuti.
Amen, amen, prosevexaste.
خلص كل أحد الذي تجسد لأجل خلاصنا الذي أضاء لنا نحن الخطاة الذي صام 40 يوما و40 ليلة بسر لا ينطق به.
يا ليسون كير يا ليسون يا رب ارحم.
Who rescued us from death and gave us his holy body and precious blood for the forgiveness of our sins, who spoke to the multitudes of his holy saintly, the multitudes and his saintly disciples and pure apostles, saying, this is the bread of life which came down from heaven. Unlike your fathers who ate the manna in the wilderness and died, whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will live forever, and I raise him up on the last day.
Lord, have mercy.
Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, purify our souls, bodies, spirits, so that with a pure heart we may dare intimacy and without fear to cry unto your Holy Father who art in heaven and say, Our Father.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus, our Lord.
To the Lord.
Before you, O Lord.
Let us attend in the fear of God.
Here in Iponsi. Ari ef mevim şansın engin taunt in smoyeno.
Amin ke to me mati someta voloze o prosko
me. Amin kirie leison, kirie leison, kirie leison.
The whole is for the holy, blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Sanctification is by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
One is the Holy Father, one is the Holy Son, one is the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Here in Iponsi.
Et omnev mati so.
O maion che manti mi uniti non isorenzo do eo tutti umon. Amen.
Amen.
Yon ti mi un man che maliti non isorenzo do eo tutti umon. Amen.
Amen.
Roman in piesno finte emmeno il pannuti fai penche nuomet mi ami.
Amen te nati.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe, I believe, I believe and confess to the Lord Supreme that this is the life-giving body that your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took from our Lady, the Lady of us all, the Holy Theotokos, St. Mary. He made it one with his divinity without mingling, without confusion, without alteration. He witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holy wood of the cross of his own will for us all. Truly I believe that his divinity pardoned not from his humanity for a single moment in a twinkling of an eye, giving for us for salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of him. I believe, I believe, I believe that this is so, and to Ruth,
amen. I believe, I believe, I believe.
believe that this is so in truth. Amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who said to us concerning them. Remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate Heavenly and Holy Mysteries. Lord, have mercy.
Jesus Christ fasted for us. Ego, enem, enem, ego.
ارحم على المساكين فان رحمت حل عليهم والمسيح يرحمهم في يوم الدين ويحل بروح قدس فيهم ثم أخذوا إبليس في الحال وأوقفوا على جناح هيكل وقال إن كنت ابن الله المتعال فاطرح نفسك من هذا المكان فقال له مكتوب في التوراة لا تجرب الرب الإله فاحتار إبليس في عقله وتغلب عليه الذهول والبهتان then he took Jesus at once and went up with him on a high mountain he showed him all the kingdoms and wealth and told him behold all this glittering
يا ملك هذه الذبيحه الطاهره بهذه الاسماء اليوم الى العلو كن نعم امام الله
نسبح ملك المجد الله في الاعلى ارض السلام في الناس المصر امين الليل يا زوج سابت كي اجيب نعماتي كني كي كيستوس يون استوني انا نا تروش بول بول ماشي اوبن شويس يسوس بكريستوس ارنست فين ريغون من يغون من غرشان تبسوت الخن النوبي صوت المونو نينان كيريا لايسون كيريا لايسون كيريا خلوك يسون امين اسمو ارور اسمو
أمين
أسجوبي
يا ملك السلام أعطنا السلام قرر لنا سلامك واغفر لنا خطايانا لك القوة المجد كل بركة والعز الأبد أمين يا أبانا الذي في السماوات
تقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك وتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا كفافنا واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر لنا عدونا المذنبين إلينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشر بالمسيح يسوع ربنا العالمين